This is Central Time. When you think of the video game industry, you might think of maybe Silicon Valley in California. But Wisconsin is quietly emerging as a player for game development studios. A bunch of prominent companies have offices around the Madison area. Green Bay recently leveled up with the launch of a new video game company, Midwest Games, that quickly raised $3 million in investments. Wisconsin-based game developers have had a hand in creating big-name games like Call of Duty and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, a.k.a. PUBG, and industry leaders see the Midwest being even more prominent with the rise in remote work. Some state lawmakers are working to incentivize these video game companies to come to and stay in Wisconsin with a proposal in the state legislature to create tax credit for wages and other expenses. Republican State Senator Patrick Teston of Stevens Point is a co-author of the bill and said the legislation could help Wisconsin compete with other states for a bigger piece of the pie.
We've seen a lot of these companies who are currently located in California, which has a much different take on industry and are taxing their citizens to the hilt. And so this is an opportunity for us to capture some of that. And as we're all well aware, demographically, we are in a war for talent between 49 other states. And I think it's incentives like these that will entice developers and employers to come into the state and continue to grow this burgeoning industry right here in Wisconsin.
UW-Stout, UW-Whitewater, and UW-Green Bay all have programs that prepare students for the video game business. Supporters of the bill see this as a way to keep more of those graduates in the state. We're learning more about video games and Wisconsin, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see more video game developers here in the state? What do you think of this idea of tax credits to help bring them or keep them here? Do you work in this industry yourself, or do you rely on their products for your entertainment? Love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Tim Gerritsen is the Chief Operations Officer for Lost Boys Interactive, a video game development studio based in Madison. Tim, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And Andrew Williams, a Professor of Art and Design History at UW-Stout, where he researches interactive media and digital games. Andrew, thanks for being with us.
Yes, great to be here.
Andrew, as I mentioned, it might be under the radar for a lot of people. How big is the video game and digital interactive media industry here in the state?
It's very well established, and we actually have quite a history of game development within the state, from all the way from 1974 with Dungeons and Dragons being made in Lake Geneva, all the way through the 1990s with some of the early 3D-based games like Wolfenstein 3D and id, and then how that winds up developing further all the way through. And so we've had a really great long history and been flying under the radar for a number of years, but recently seen a lot of explosion of developers and a lot of interest in our state.
Tim, as someone in the industry, do you feel like Wisconsin's still flying under the radar, viewed from the world video game scene, or are people starting to take notice?
People are definitely starting to take notice. I mean, we do still somewhat fly under the radar a bit, but there's quite a bit of talent that came out of Wisconsin and went out into the industry. People like myself who are born and raised here, but went out and got a career elsewhere and are, you know, looked to come back and be able to increase the rate of development in our own state. I think a lot of people are starting to take more notice. A lot of really big games are actually created right here in the state right now. And we do compete on a global basis. So Wisconsin is really starting to have an impact. And that impact is growing really over the last 5 years, especially. It has grown quite a bit.
Andrew, I believe you've testified in favor of this idea in the state legislature of giving these incentives to have the video game industry here and the video game workers here in particular. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So as a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Stout, you know, we prepare our students for these high-tech based careers, these highly interdisciplinary based careers. And we often see many of them going to other states because for a number of reasons, they may be looking for other areas. And so we want to be able to keep and retain those people right here. And we want to be able to find ways to grow the things that we know that can make our state really impactful and can really expand the future potential. And so again, we spend a lot of time investing in these students and training them, developing really great relationships. And we want to make sure that the best talent stays here because we've always had the talent in the state.
Tim, why is Lost Boys Interactive here in Madison and not in California or Washington or Austin, Texas, or all the other options out there?
Well, in some ways, we kind of are. We're one of the companies that really embraced remote first. Mm-hmm. So our company's based in Madison. I'm based out of DeForest myself. But we have employees all over the United States. We're actually in 33 different states currently. But Wisconsin's our home base. And the reason we found it here is because Wisconsin has a really unique blend of talent and creativity that you really need to have an effective video game company. I think there are a few places in the country that have that unique blend of creative talent and technical talent that can come together to make games. In the past, that was places like Silicon Valley, but I think Madison, Austin, Texas, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, those are sort of the current it places for game development. And it's because of that blend, because games really are interdisciplinary, and we hire writers, we hire technical people, we hire designers, we hire musicians, we hire audio technicians, not to mention just our operations groups who keep everything going. So because of that interdisciplinary nature, it's not just, oh, you're in a tech hub, so that's perfect. It has to be that real blend of creativity and technical talent to be really successful in the industry.
We are talking about the video game industry here in Wisconsin with Lost Boys Interactive COO Tim Gerritsen and UW Stout Art and Design History Professor Andrew Williams. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about the video game industry here in Wisconsin? Are you part of it? Do you work in this field? Have you taken classes at UW Stout or other campuses in the state that relate to video game design? What do you think of the idea of tax credits to boost the video game industry and to have some of those remote workers that Tim just mentioned locate here in the state? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up next on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our talk about the video game industry here in Wisconsin. Our guests are Tim Gerritsen from the Madison-based game development studio Lost Boys Interactive and Andrew Williams, professor at UW Stout, where they have a program in video game design and development. They're with us today to talk about the variety of game development companies in the state, their impact on the economy, a bill in the state legislature aimed at creating tax credits to keep them here and have their workers here as well. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you have questions about video game creation here in the state. If you've experienced some of these college classes yourself, join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Andrew, wanted to ask about the program at UW Stout. What kind of things do students in the program there learn about creating video games?
Yeah, so we have a really unique setup here. We have actually two majors that are in two of the main disciplines that are associated with the process of game development. One is associated with the creation of art and visuals and animation, 3D graphics, and basically anything that you might see. The other program is associated with computer science and the programming part, the parts that allow the driving underneath the hood things. And so our students, as they go through these two programs, work collaboratively together through all 4 years of their experience with us. And by the time they become a senior, they have a full year experience where they're effectively running as their own independent game studio. And at that point, the instructor winds up becoming more like an executive producer role. And so we're trying to help simulate as much as we possibly can within an educational environment, the multidisciplinary nature of game development, because it's very hard to be a completely solo developer because it requires so many different kinds of skills. And the other thing that goes along with that, too, is the really essential soft skills that are developed because you're working collaboratively, you're resolving conflicts, you're setting up your own management structure. And so all those things are transferable to areas that are also well outside of the area of game development.
And Tim, I wanted to ask, is there a critical mass effect? When I think of, you know, technology hubs like Silicon Valley or industry hubs like, you know, Detroit and autos or Wisconsin and the dairy industry, you have universities doing research, churning out students who go into work at that. You have more and more companies going into that in that area. Are we on the verge of something like that in Wisconsin, where we have enough, where we get that critical mass and more people look at Wisconsin as a place to make video games?
I think we're pretty close to that, if not there already. We have a number of major studios that have either set up shop here or are in the process of setting up shop here. And you do get that. One comparison I would make is in Canada, the video game industry has really risen over the last 15 years, in large part because of these types of tax breaks. If you look at something like the province of Quebec, they went from having really just a few dozen developers to now having something like 25,000 developers in just the province of Quebec. Major companies, when they see these sorts of things, do flock there. And we're a talent-based industry, so when there is a known source of talent, companies do tend to flock to there. And just in the last year, we've seen, you mentioned Midwest Games up in Green Bay. We also have Respawn Entertainment relocated here in Madison, not to mention the several of pre-existing companies that have been growing like crazy over the last decade.
Andrew, one thing I've mentioned a couple times is this isn't just these proposed tax incentives aren't just to have the businesses in Wisconsin, but to have the workers here. As Tim mentioned earlier, this is work. A lot of it you can do remotely. When you talk to students at UW-Stout, do they particularly want to stick around Wisconsin and become video game creators, or given that they could do it remotely from anywhere, do they care where they end up living?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of the students that we have are native to this area. They have family here, and they want to be able to stay here. And the ability to support that is really great. I mean, certainly remote based options have totally expanded the pool and have removed some of the geographic barriers to things. But in also doing that, there's a lot more competition for areas when you're entirely remote. So what we see is the students are also interested in founding their own game companies. A lot of times what you'll have is people who will band together and they will be trying to create their own studio, create their own products, and model some of those things. And they're able to gain experience that way as well.
Tim, I wanted to ask about variety in the industry. Some of my favorite computer games are designed literally by one person. Some have casts that are longer than the average Hollywood movie. Is there room for a lot of different sizes of video game business in the Wisconsin scene?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the industry as a whole, you see independent games that have maybe 3-4 people working on them, which are smaller games that can come out with a group. But the larger AAA games, the kinds you see in the news or you see advertised highly, teams are as big as 2,000 people working on a game these days. Games are very complicated to make. There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of staff that have to make them. And a lot of the AAA major titles are made in a process that's called distributed development, where you have teams all around the world collaborating on one project. We recently worked on a game called Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, and the credits alone for that game are 35 minutes long if you just let them play out. It's the number of people who worked on that game is staggering. And if you look at any of the major titles, it's very similar.
Andrew, I wanted to ask about infrastructure. You know, we've talked a lot on this show about access to broadband here in Wisconsin. Some places have it just fine. There are gaps, sometimes even closer to places like Madison that people might expect. How important a part of the equation is that, do you think?
Oh, I mean, that's absolutely essential because there are so many, just the nature of uploading and pulling the amount of data that's necessary, and making sure that you have a high quality connection is a really essential component of everything. I work with a educational game company as an art director and environment artist, and we are entirely remote with that. And we have people distributed all around the world. And I can't imagine being able to do anything remotely like that efficiently, even without having a really good firm infrastructure.
Tim,
I would like to add to that. Yeah. Which, I just wanted to say, you know, from my company, for instance, because we're fully remote, it is absolutely critical. We have 70 employees here in Wisconsin right now, and a lot of them are in rural areas, but they have to be rural areas where they have access to high-speed internet. So if they have access to high-speed internet, a remote company like ours has the ability to employ those people.
And maybe another thing to add on to that, too, is a number of the tools that are associated with game development require online license verification. And so in a lot of ways, it's an expected part, an absolutely foundational component of just being able to use and boot up the software to do the 3D modeling, to work with the code, and then to share that. Because as Tim has referred to, it's an incredibly interdisciplinary group, and you need to be really well organized, and you have to have good file management, and that also tracks with having good access to large repositories that any one individual isn't likely going to have.
And Tim, bringing things back to this proposed legislation, do you think some of your remote employees elsewhere in the country, with a little nudge from tax policy here in Wisconsin, might be persuaded to move here in Wisconsin and pay income tax in Wisconsin and spend money in Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what it does for us as a company is we would be able to convince people to come to Wisconsin. We would actually take some of that incentive and push it back to the employee to give them incentive to move here. The other thing it does is it frees up capital for us to do more cooperation. I mentioned Canada earlier. When they put in those tax breaks, it allowed the industry more room to work with local educational groups, fund interesting educational incentives, and really grow the ancillary industry that grows around games. And it's very different than something like a movie credit where people come in, just spend a little money for a few weeks and are gone. Our industry, you know, when we move people in, they're here to stay and they become part of the community. It's not just the person, it's their entire family that moves with them, that becomes part of the community. And so it increases the tax base, not just for them, but for the people they bring with them.
Thanks to both of our guests today. Tim Gerritsen is Chief Operations Officer for Lost Boys Interactive, a video game development studio based in Madison. Andrew Williams is an Associate Professor of Art and Design History at UW-Stout, where he researches interactive media and digital games. With us today to talk about the growth of the video game industry in Wisconsin and a bill in the state legislature aimed at boosting that. Coming up tomorrow on Central Time, AI-generated ads and calls are already a concern in the 2024 election campaign. We'll check out a proposed Wisconsin law on the issue and dig into wider worries around the country and around the world. That and more tomorrow here on Central Time.